17-year-old Jorge Rosario was buried this week after getting shot in the head outside a party in Bushwick. The tough Brooklyn native was known for being a class clown who insisted on wearing perfectly matched outfits and topping every meal with ketchup. WNYC's Kathleen Horan reports those close to the teen say fighting landed him in jail twice, but he was starting to turn his life around.
Jorge Rosario's mom, 39-year-old Maria Castro, has been without her son for almost 2 weeks.
He always, always, always went to sleep with both of his socks and got up with one.
It's 8 a.m., the coffee is brewing, and she's telling stories about her wickedly handsome firstborn she nicknamed JJ while the rest of the family sleeps. She recalls he lost one sock a night throughout his 17 years.
I used to always ask him, Jay, where's your sock? I don't know, Ma. I was sleeping. It came off.
Castro recalls Jorge's signature scent was also something that never changed.
If he didn't have baby cologne, that was a problem. You want to see? I think I have one.
She lovingly produces Jorge's nearly empty bottle of Para Mi Baby.
Smell it. Smell good.
The fragrance is clean and a little piney. Jorge didn't just prefer infant cologne. He liked to be babied. And as a single parent, Castro says she indulged him. But his mama's boy stage ended when she was sent to an upstate prison for a 3-year sentence when he was 11.
I was selling narcotics. I was selling heroin. And I got busted and paid the consequences.
JJ stayed with a close family friend till she was released. Soon after her return, she says her son began acting out. He started skipping school, hanging out in the streets and fighting. Within a year, he was arrested and sent to Rikers Island.
He did 8 months. I was there for him. I told him, you know, I'm going to do this time with you because you're my son, you know?
By then, he was an admitted gang member. Castro says he came home insisting on being called by his street name, Drama.
I asked him why everybody calls you Drama. He said, Mom, because I fought so much that guys just started saying, you're Drama, you know, always Drama, Drama. So that's why he said, Mom, I changed my name.
Big red plastic letters spelling out his street name can be seen from a distance in the exact spot on Wyckoff Avenue where the 17-year-old was shot in the head. The temporary memorial, built from wood, is far more elaborate than the usual street tribute. Last week, a steady stream of mourners stopped by. Pablo Rios describes some of the keepsakes left behind in memory of Jorge.
The alcohol represents what he was drunk that day. The cigar, of course, is because he smoked. The monkey was because he was always a monkey.
15-year-old Ariana Roman arrives wearing a picture of her dark-eyed friend around her neck. She's been coming by every day to light a candle and also usually writes graffiti messages on the nearby wall in spite of the hovering surveillance camera. She said she tried to warn Jorge about some of his bad choices.
Personally, I don't like to be down with gangs because this is exactly what happens. I knew someday this would happen. His mom actually helped him not to tell him not to be in the streets, not to do nothing. He didn't want to listen.
But his mother, Maria Castro, says after he was released from his second stint in jail this past October and learned his girlfriend was pregnant, he had separated himself from gang life and was behaving differently.
He used to wash my dishes or clean the bathroom or sweep a map and, oh, go, mommy, I'll be right back. I'm in my homegirl's house. And he was changing.
She says she was proud of him when he accepted a job offer to be part of a post-Sandy cleanup and construction crew in the Rockaways. She pulls out a picture on her phone of her son smiling from ear to ear. One of his co-workers snapped it of him running out of the freezing ocean in his boxer shorts.
November. Who goes in the water in Rockaway, in the beach? Who? He did. He said, I haven't been in the beach for 2 years. He ran.
Castro says she buried her son in a matching denim outfit he had been saving up for, and one sock. Police are still looking for a suspect in the case. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.